Welcome to the MVP.
It's the Man's View Podcast.
Yeah, we back. I forgot all about that jersey, man.
Yeah, player mode today, goddammit. Player mode today.
Yeah, we back again to give you the podcast that only we can give you. Shout out. That boy Book is one wake up away from touching down back in the States. You know what I'm talking about? From getting on the plane to come back to the States. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, most def, most def, most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely in the building.
You know that boy ain't doing nothing over there right now. He ain't doing shit at work. You know, watch them TikToks where they be like, I ain't never doing shit at work. Just sitting here wasting company time. You ain't seen that shit?
No, I ain't never seen that.
You gotta see that, man. That shit funny as hell.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
Nobody ain't never do, it's just a whole bunch of people not doing shit at work.
I'm definitely working. I'm definitely working though, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Up until the time that I ain't gotta work, I'm definitely working. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Man, I started telling Book something before we got on the podcast. I was telling him I'm mad as hell. I'm sitting over here, my whole setup, if y'all can see in front of me, is all changed, man. My screen gone, all kind of shit. I went and bought a new monitor, man. I bought this monitor, this 49-inch Samsung, you like curve and shit like that. The shit fire. Fire as hell. Got that bitch, brought it home. Hooked it up. I could only play the Xbox or I could do the computer. I can't do both. And I bought this shit. You can multitask. But for some reason, it didn't come with two HDMI ports. So I'm sitting over here for the last 2 days trying to make this shit work. You know what I said? Today, I woke up, I packed all that shit back up, and I brought that shit back to Best Buy. I said, fuck it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Let me get myself color.
Yeah.
Go and get yourself
I like when I have color. I like when I got color. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't buy this damn lamp for nothing. God damn it. Give me some damn fucking color.
I was trying to show the people that's what I spent my money on this week. But I got a refund on that. So in true Franz fashion, y'all know I still buy dumb shit, but I don't think it's that dumb. New collection. Storm from
okay. X-Men. Ain't nothing wrong with Storm.
Just so y'all see.
Ain't nothing wrong with Storm.
I ain't even took it out. I ain't even took it out yet. You know what I'm talking about? I just got it today. I forgot.
Ain't nothing wrong with
it. Forgot I ordered it. But shout out to that. At least I got Storm, even though I don't have a monitor up here. I gave my other monitor to Kim. Now I'm sitting up here just looking at the damn computer, trying to finesse this thing together the only way I can. You hear me?
Okay.
But since we got love for the podcast, I wasn't going to let it not happen. Even though I feel naked up here with no screen. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you, Pippin. Moose! What up, G-Ball?
What's up, y'all?
What's happening?
Cooling, my brother. Cooling.
Tell us what's happening, man. What's going on?
Ain't nothing happening. I'm going to tell you like this. Ain't nothing happening. Your boys clean them groomed. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, went to the barber room, got groomed. You know what I'm saying? Ain't worried about that. Fuck all that semen retention, nigga. We balled out in these streets. Y'all heard it last week. Don't act like you don't know. If you ain't heard it last week, go back and watch last week. It's that simple. Great episode. Great dialogue. Check it too. Manicures. I can't show you my toes, but I got the pedicure. I'm ready to rip and run through that airport. See, now I feel comfortable when I hand one of these, you know, one of these travel agents at the counter my passport. It feel good when your nails is clean and your cuticles is right. You know what I'm talking about? They be like, oh, that nigga a hand model. Nah, baby, I just take care of myself. You feel me? I love shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I like to take off my shoes on the aircraft because, I don't know, France would know, but like when you fly for a very long time in the air, your feet swell, all right? So I always wear, you know, my Adidas and shit like that, shit that can expand. But yeah, man, I'm ready. But I might want to take off my socks. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody look at my toes, they proper. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
I always fly in slides, man. That's it. Okay. I don't wear shoes on airport. Just slides. That's it.
I might try. I don't have to like run nowhere. You know what I mean? To get through the airport and stuff like that. I might slide out.
Get you some Crocs.
I got some Crocs too, but they ain't gonna match with what I got to wear. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me.
They don't match my clothes because they navy blue.
Is the height
the Crocs is navy blue? They don't really match. That?
Crocs is all that, like they say.
They comfortable to me. I mean,
they got comfortable enough. Comfortable enough just, and secure because of the strap that's on the back that latches onto the heel. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to worry about sliding out your slides.
You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's why they call them Crocs, because like a crocodile mouth snap in. I need to create a jingle or a marketing ploy for them niggas, because I just came up with something great for y'all. Let me hear you stole my shit. We're going to have problems like Kanye West and Adidas. All right? He don't want that smoke with me. You don't want that smoke with me. And I ain't no billionaire. I'm just a regular casual old nigga. You know what I'm saying? But
We'll talk about that.
So I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? I got all my snacks, you know what I'm saying? Which really ain't snacks. I'm probably about to take maybe 3 zebra cakes. I got them shits chilling in the freezer. You know what I'm saying? That way, by the time I do want them, it'll be ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So I got 3 zebra cakes
in the freezer.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, it's hot out here. You nigga, you know how hot it is? What's hot? You know what I'm saying? I don't need to mention the milk. Yeah, I just froze them. I just froze them. So I got a bag of Skittles. You know what I'm saying? The fun size share bag. That'll last me two and coming back. So I got one of those. I got all my little toiletries, hygiene products. I got a pack. You know, a couple sweatpants, but y'all know I travel real light. I'll probably take a check back because I paid for it. Even like, I don't want to just be giving the airline money if I choose not to use some. So I'm like, I might as well use it or lose it. You know what I'm saying? So I might come back with more hats. Last time I had to put the hats inside of my check luggage. I was like, I wasn't carrying around two. Nah, I'm not doing that. So yeah, man, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I just got to do some laundry and shit like that. And I'm ready to go.
When you leave, what day you leave? What, tonight?
I'll be there Friday, bro.
Friday.
I'll be there Friday.
Cool. That's cool.
Be there on Friday. Friday for the win. Friday for the win.
G-Money, what's been going on with you, man?
Nothing, man. These kids, bro. You know what I'm saying? just, you know what I'm saying? Just making it, man. You know what I'm saying? Solo, dolo, you know.
I got you.
Yeah, but nah, it's been cool. Just, I don't know, honestly, just kind of getting a little tired of driving back and forth to Waco, man. It's going.
I knew you would. That's a long-ass drive, man.
Yeah, man. It's going on almost 3.5 years now, so.
Yeah.
No, man. And 35 getting worse and worse, bro. You know what I'm saying? So.
You can't find something like that closer to here?
Yeah. I got some stuff lined up, actually. I got some stuff lined up with Pershing Park, actually, on Friday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's right over there where we almost used to stay at. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, actually, I got that's breaking. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I got something lined up for Pershing Park on Friday at 10. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hope it worked out, man.
Yeah, man. Because your brother, man, boy,
that's a long ass ride. That's about an hour.
No, it's actually 48 minutes. But coming back is about an hour because depending on, like I said, Thursday and Friday traffic is stupid. So, but yeah, just tired, man. Tired, bro.
I feel you.
So
I feel you.
But I'm good though.
Yo, before we get into anything, let me tell y'all, man, the weather out here is so goddamn muggy, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to share two things muggy. With y'all, and it's tied together, because I was just thinking about this. It's tied together right now. I shared a little bit of France, but the viewers don't know nothing about this, okay? I called you about this, France, but I'm going to tell niggas the goddamn story. So, today, it's very humid outside, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I stepped outside, it felt like I pissed my pants instantaneously. Like, it is that humid. So, like, why is my pants feel wet like this? And I know we getting up there in age. Shout out to you, Franz, for the viewers who don't know. My boy just had a birthday. Congratulations. Blessings to you on a very fucking another year. of being here. We look forward to many more to share with you, my guy. All right, so yeah, man, I step outside. I'm like, nigga, I know I'm getting old, and I know I had the PP story, you know, a couple, you know what I'm saying, like bladder control and shit like that. And I just like, fuck it, I gotta go. I'm like, bro, I don't like feeling wet. You know what I'm saying? Not in the pants. Excuse me. Let alone in the drawers. You know what I'm talking about? I just don't like that. All right. Mm-hmm. So it got me thinking about, I'm like, that's very uncomfortable. I told people, you know what I'm saying? I told my team. And you know, it made me think about, I was at the child hall. Okay. I don't know the correct vernacular no more, because even but you know, gender transition person, like y'all didn't want me to say a lot of stuff that I be saying. So I know we should say transgender, but mm-hmm. I still like gender transition person. That's just me personally. I like how that shit roll. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. So are we still allowed to say heterosexual, or do we just identify as straight men? Like, I don't
know. You can say heterosexual. I mean, okay. I don't know who makes it. Look,
when I'm referring to myself, I can say whatever the fuck I want to. You ain't going to stop me from saying what I want to say about myself. Nah,
you know, okay. About that.
All right. So
we respect what you want to be called, but you ain't going to tell me what to call my goddamn self. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You
call yourself. All right. I don't want to say normal, because somebody would get offended if we say normal. You know what I mean? So, as a straight man and straight men, you know what I'm saying? I was at the child hall, okay? Now, I'm not one of them people who see ass first and assume anything, okay?
We got a partner like that, though. He ass
first. Yeah, we do. Speaking of which, that nigga, what I'm talking about. Nah, I'll share that in a second. All right. I'm not one of them brothers. Now, as you know, a man of the black community, you know, we are drawn to certain features that a woman has. You know what I'm saying? So whether that be ass to the titties, titties to the ass, whatever your flavor, whatever your poison. But nine times out of ten, it's going to be the ass that gets your attention first.
I'm going to tell you.
Regardless of which. Huh?
I said, I'm a titty man. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. There's no knocking what you're liking. You know what I'm talking about? So, what it was is, I'm in there. Now, the person that, you know, was being assessed, I had already seen them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's from the front, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I could tell it was a guy. You know what I'm saying? Because the nigga was standing in front of me. Face-to-face type shit. You know what I mean? Like, facing my direction. I could tell from there that the nigga's pants was just a tad bit too tight for where he was at. Okay? I don't know if the men ran out of sweatpants in a large, and he said, well, hell, I'ma just to get the women's in the large. It's the same damn size. No, it's not, nigga, because the way the shit fit is much different. All right? I'm not judging nobody who do what they do and dress how they want to dress, all right? But I noticed that this is a man and that your pants are a little bit too tight. Carrying on, all right? So, I'm in line. I get my food, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everything like that. It's a white guy, all right? Got like a real low shortcut, like, you know, how a lesbian, not stereotype, but how a lesbian might cut her hair down a little bit, you know what I mean?
The Ellen DeGeneres.
Give it like the, huh?
The Ellen DeGeneres cut.
Yeah, there you go, like an Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. So he has one of those cuts, okay? And you're rocking female pants, okay? I'm gonna put that on you because it looked like it was on you. You're rocking female pants and you got the Ellen DeGeneres, okay? I'm not judging once again. I go get my chicken tenders. I go to the salad bar, make my salad. I'm coming through. Now, the coolers are right there. There's a group of niggas sitting at the table, right? Old boy and the dude that he was there with, you know, they left or whatever, right? Not saying that they was together or anything like that, but, you know, whoever he came with, they walked out at the same time. While I'm in the reefer getting me a Mountain Dew and a Coca-Cola, I hear these niggas thinking that they whispering, but they not whispering, but they thought they was. But it was loud enough for me to hear, like, damn, dog. I thought that was a bitch. She got a fat ass. I'm like, what is y'all? Like, bro, I know these niggas ain't out here. Boy, y'all, it's wild as hell. And they all in agreement. Like, yeah, man, I was looking too. Like, bro, let the one nigga who set off the conversation, you get on that nigga, you tripping. That's when you don't include yourself in this shit unless that's your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what is you on, man? Like, nigga, you shouldn't just be looking at ass and thinking it's all bitches. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, all females. I don't want to call y'all that. All females, all women. You know what I'm saying? That misbehavior right there. And I was ashamed. I wanted to laugh, but I didn't want to let them know that I could hear them whispering, so they thought. You know what I'm saying? I like these niggas out here looking at man butt. You know what I'm talking about? So, nigga walk around with a fat. I say, yo, I wanted to go out there and get the dude. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know what you like or what you look, what you was going for. But them brothers at that table want to holler at you. You know what I'm saying? I want to stick them, boy. Get them, boy. And I was like, bro, what is up with y'all? Like, please, people, don't make a fool of yourself unless that is your thing. Like, I wouldn't want to, I don't want nobody put in an uncomfortable situation. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want nobody to get ridiculed unless that's what you're going for. And I'm not saying that you can't be gay. Or if you're gay, you'll get ridiculed. I'm saying if you are a straight man, look at the face first and then the waist. You know what I'm talking about? Start from the top to the bottom, okay? Just start from the top to the bottom. Now, I can't say that I might not have had made the same mistake, okay? But God graced me and let me see the face first before I even saw anything else. You know what I'm talking about? Like, nigga, that's a man. You know what I'm talking about? I'm like, straight off of ATL. You know what I'm talking about when the niggas are in the jail. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga, stop moving. Why you acting weird?
Yeah. So you say, you agree with them niggas, man, basically.
No, I don't. I didn't look at it. I didn't look at the dexterity of nothing. I knew it was a man. You know what I'm talking about? Like, ain't nothing for me to assess after that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I could tell that your pants was tight from when you was facing my direction. That's all I know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the rest look like. Like, bro, that ain't my, hey, do you, do y'all. You know what I'm saying? But hey, bro, if this guy is a straight man, that's a violation. You shouldn't be wearing nothing that damn tight like that. You shouldn't be wearing nothing form-fitting. The only form-fitting shit you could wear is a wife beater, or some undergarment compression pants, but you shouldn't be like outside with nothing covering those compression pants. You know what I'm saying? T.O. be flagrant too. I don't like when T.O. do it, and he be wearing that. Like, bro, just put on some shorts, my dog. Just put some shorts over that. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. I thought that was that was unfavorable behavior. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, them niggas was like, man, y'all thought you saw that bitch ass, man. I thought that was like, bro, what is y'all on, man? But shout out to the, you know, to the community. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't no shout at y'all. I told y'all I'm popular in the community. I've been told. You know what I'm saying? Not because I partake in the parties, but just because I've been invited to the parties and I just said them with the peace out, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I've been hit on. It's all right. So that's how I know I'm cool in the community. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's one gay or two gay. You know what I'm talking about? If it's one gay, nigga, I'm accepted. You know what I'm saying? The community love a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've dated bisexual women. The community love a nigga. They love a nigga so much, these bisexual women, they forgot that they liked pussy when they was with me. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Because I've tried to get the threesome. And I asked old girl to, yo, can we get a party favor? And she said, no, I'm not. What? I say less, say less. And she was crazy. So I didn't say much else after that. You know what I'm saying? This the one, I don't know if I told y'all that, but this the one where in the middle of the night, she woke up and was like, nigga, what? She answered the phone, what? Who? Oh, fuck that. I'm on my way. I act like I was asleep. She said, nigga, get your ass up. We rolling. I'm like, I said, what? Rolling where? She said, them niggas just kicked in my bitch crib, took a PlayStation. They think shit's sweet. We gone. I'm like, nigga, let's go. I said, I got out the car. You know what I'm saying? Got out the bed. We rolled out in her car. Her name. This is how you know she one of them hood. Yeah. Anybody who got their name on their windshield, you reckless. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So and she got one of them names that it ain't a game. You know what I'm saying? So cool. We go over there. I see them out there with the blickies. And I was like, yo, whole bunch of dykes. I'm sorry. What do you call them? Because I'm not trying to offend nobody. Back then we called you dykes before the community was a community, okay? So this, I'm not trying to offend y'all now. I don't know what you
just because I don't want to
just move on, bro. He should never went this way. He's going deeper and deeper.
I don't know. This is back then, though. This is years ago. So I'm being real. What we identified you guys
as. I don't want the MVP to get canceled, so just move on.
No, man, we good. So anyway, it was a bunch of females outside, and they had guns and shit. And they was rowdy like niggas would be. And I was like, that then and there, let me know I'm canceling you because this is not my type of party. Like, you got some good, you was nice, very nice in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? But that pussy ain't power. I told y'all that, nigga. Like, that pussy power, it ain't enough to keep me around them guns and shit. And y'all out here acting like that? Nah, baby. Can't do it. Can't do it. But I did circle back. I did tap that again after all of that. You know what I'm talking about? I did hit my closing verse on that. You better believe it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend nobody from the community if I misspoke or said anything. No, I really mean that. I really mean that.
I know
you know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody to take anything when I'm talking like with vulgar or maliciousness or intent. You know what I mean? Purposeful intent. But the stories is real. You know what I'm talking about? Stories are real. Y'all know I ain't never lied to y'all. Stories is real. So that was that, though. That was that. So it went from wet pants because it's humid to niggas thinking that the man was a female looking at their ass to me having a story about I used to date somebody in the community and I'm popping. That's it.
Look, I don't know how you weaved all that shit together. That shit didn't
make
sense.
Hey,
kudos. How you went from wet pants to that shit didn't make sense.
It makes sense to me. Somebody agree.
It makes sense. I got you.
Well, let's go.
It's time. That was it, y'all.
It's time. It's time to move on from book to from soggy pants or whatever he's talking about. Let's go move on to we call the G spot.
Oh, hit it up.
Yes. Like I said, I just want to shout out once again Serena Williams, man. I know this is 2 weeks in a row, but I think she deserves it. I know she lost. I watched that last match when she lost to Homegirl, which was a really good match, to be honest with you. But just shout out to her, man, and just really everything she pioneered, just not just in female sports, but in sports in general. We all about giving you your flowers. So Serena and Venus, we definitely give y'all both y'all flowers, man. Y'all deserve it. And, just shout out to all the queens that she's inspired, from her greatness. So I know she inspires me. And, I had Emma watching her, and, she was definitely rooting on for her and stuff like that. And just to be able to see that, it's just good as a dad, especially being a girl dad now. So shout out to her, man, and shout out to her pops, her family, even though her mama was falling asleep, you know what I'm saying, at the tennis match. But shout out to her, man. And like I said, you are held with the highest esteem in G spot, for sure. So salute to you and all your greatness. So
what about let's stay with the women with the women's theme. What I'm saying? I just wanna it's a quick, I don't know her credentials like that, but she's been in the NBA. I'm sorry, the WNBA for a mighty long time. But Sue Bird. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know what? I was watching that last night too, but good call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No problem, bro.
Yeah, even though I wanted to even get a Sue Bird jersey, man. Like me and Marcus was talking, he was like, Emma can be a Sue Bird type. I was like, man, I don't know about that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not, you know, but I'm just saying, I said, she got to put some work in right now. But yeah, you know, shout out to Sue Bird too. And
yeah.
Homegirl, what's the other lady that retired too this year? Who was it?
It's not Taurasi, is it?
No, Taurasi. I can't think of her name.
There is one more prominent figure. I
can't remember. It's Fowles. Is it Cynthia Fowles, I think, or something like that?
Might be. I don't want to commit to that. I commit to Sue Bird.
Yeah. Sue Bird is dope, man. And, shout out to, like I said, I watched that game last night. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a really good game. Shout out to Vegas. Yeah. Was it Jesus? And all that.
Yeah,
and they was hooping, man. They were super.
Yeah.
So, it should be a good, you know, finals between whoever, them, the Aces, and whoever went out of Chicago and Connecticut. But, shout out to women's sports, man. I mean, I know we talk about it a lot. I know we back and forth and stuff like that. But I'm liking the energy around women's sports right now that always should have been, to be honest with you. But, yeah, man, shout out to Sue Bird, too. She an OG. She a legend. And, and her wife, too, Megan Rapinoe. You know what I'm saying? So, absolutely.
It's that real and recognizing real, man. That's all it is.
Yeah, she dope, man. Dope.
For sure.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay.
Not on the G-spot. Nah, hey, quick, while you're in the sports thing, Y'all heard, I don't know if the clip is recent. The clip looked recent. Shout out to Jackson State University, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a phenomenal opening. You know, did they think?
They smoked.
Yes, they did. And I hope it continues. You know what I'm saying? I want nothing but bigger and better things for them. But there was a clip that I saw on IG where Deion was talking about the Hall of Fame. I don't know if y'all saw that.
And that was the truest shit he ever said.
Yes.
Do we have the clip?
He said they just letting anybody in the Hall of Fame. And he was like, it don't matter. He was like, they just letting good people in. You know what I'm talking about? They just let good people in. But the Hall of Fame should be for the elite, the game changers. He was like, my jacket need to be a different color. He's like, what they call it? He was like, my head, what they call it? My bust don't need to be down there with them other people. You know what I'm saying? So I truly agree with that. Like, I didn't know if y'all saw that, like how y'all felt. Like, did y'all think he overstepped, misstepped, discredited some people who think the Hall is the Hall, period? It don't matter what you did for the game. Mm-hmm. Like, how dare you doubt or, you know, diminish my credentials? So me personally, like I said, I didn't know if y'all had caught wind of that, but like I said, that's some of the realest shit I ever heard a nigga say in sports.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he got the clout.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, he's not gassing people. That's real. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't watch the clip, but now that y'all saying, I'm gonna check it out after the show for sure. But yeah, man, Deion is a game changer. You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah.
To me, the way he said it was he didn't say don't put him in the Hall of Fame, though. He was just saying
he need to be a different class.
He said, I need to be in a hall by myself. He need to have like a Jordan, like how Jordan got his own room in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, they got a Kobe section, shit like that. People that changed the game. Deion Sanders is literally looked at as one of the best players of all time.
If not the best player.
If not, you know I saying? Think he is the best player of all time, truthfully.
Man, I agree too.
To not play offense. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He is literally one of the best players of all time. Changed the game, flashy, brought the culture to the game. I mean, it's only a couple people that do that kind of stuff, man. And to still be good and to win. Yep. A lot of times people bring culture to the game and they don't necessarily win the chips.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
We had Allen Iverson, we had Michael Vick. We had them people that brought the culture, but they didn't necessarily win.
Absolutely.
Deion did it all. Deion won
He showed his ass. And you know what? I play defense, but I'm a steal score.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Deion was the best nigga I've ever seen play football. And I agree. And he's just a good nigga all around. So I agree with him.
Yeah. I'm trying hard not to close my box out and end the show like I did.
Oh, Lord.
But I can't pull up my minimal box. So I'm going to just freeze. My shit going to be frozen quick.
Uh-huh.
My shit will be. That's why I keep freezing and like it just be like you don't see me raise my hand, but then I'm scratching my cheek, my jaw. Right. It's because I'm in and out, but I need to reply to something real quick. Y'all keep it going.
I think, like I said, I think Deion is one of the people. He should have his own section in the Hall of Fame. That's just
he should.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Certain players, you know, Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying. Shoot, you get Brett Favre, you get the best quarterbacks of all time. I mean,
yeah,
I understand.
Joe Montana, yeah,
all of them. Joe Montana, definitely. You know what
I'm saying?
Right, right. So, yeah, definitely. You know who?
All of them. Yeah, they got a lot of great quarterbacks.
This is the crazy thing, though, G. Like the most electric quarterback. I understand. We talking about game changer, bro. We talking about game changers. I understand his transgressions, what he went through.
Absolutely.
But you cannot, they will, but I hope they don't or they change. But you cannot not have Michael Vick in the Hall to me. Like,
But it's not up to us. Public opinion. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the public will have a fucking. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How dare you get that in the third? But, bro, it's like his accolades on the field, man. I don't know how you overlooked this man changing the game that way he did, bro. That nigga was just too goddamn phenomenal, man. And, shit, man.
He didn't win. That's what it is. He didn't win.
Yeah.
And he stayed out when he was out by the situation that happened.
Mm-hmm.
He took some of the years off of his prime
by
being out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that's why they justify him not being in there. He working his way up though. Like he doing.
I mean, he putting the work back in, but he know he got to put the work in.
That's why. You hear him every so often say something he ain't supposed to be saying. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right.
He's saying something people say. He try to get back in there. You know what I'm talking about? I understand. Mm-hmm. So I don't hold it against him. Sometimes he be saying some stuff that's not really thought out. But hey, it is what it is. That man he's still trying to get redemption, man.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I don't think that's never gonna end for him until, you know, I guess maybe until I don't know what his goal is, you know, to be honest with you. But I know, like I said, public opinion and in our culture and you know, for damn sure in Virginia, you know what I'm saying? Like he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no reason to talk nothing else but legend status for him and then obviously Bubba Chuck too. So
let's go on to what we was talking about, man. The situation y'all brought up, man, with Kanye and Adidas, man. Mm-hmm. Gonna bring that up because I had that on my list to talk about, man. So how y'all feel about that?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Are you good?
I'll go since he adjusting his camera, man. I mean, I'm still kind of getting some of the news. I don't know what's the updated news, but I was just looking at it before we got on the show. But how he was talking about how he wanted $1 billion from Adidas for, I guess, I don't know what all the issues, but the issue I was reading, he was talking about they was making Yeezys and printing a lot of different stuff like without his consent, right?
I got a question. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's going to wreck my brain until I get this shit out. I've been thinking about it ever since I thought about it. Maybe y'all can help me out.
What's up?
They have cover athletes and everything that go to these different places. Kobe, let's say for him, he had the Crazy Eights. Kobe left. They didn't stop selling the Crazy Eights. They called them something else.
Yeah, they did.
I'm like, the way I hear this, maybe I'm missing something. But the way I hear this is you might be leaving. They made your shoes. Okay, mm-hmm. We're not going to call them Yeezys no more. We'll call them something else, but we're going to repackage this out. This is something Adidas has always done that I've seen. Because I'm a Kobe fan. And right. I know I can still get them crazy eights. They ain't going to be called something different, though. They ain't not gonna
they still got the eight on the back of them?
Exactly. Like, but they ain't Kobe's no more. They call them crazy eights because Kobe
they,
ain't
they forever going to be Kobe's to me. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, this is something shoe company's been doing forever. So I'm kind of lost in the Saul's book. Maybe you can help me out with this. I'm confused.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is kind of totally against the grain of what everybody else might say. I don't really see the goddamn big deal. I don't see Diddy posts. I don't see Swiss posts. What I'm going to say is, nigga, I'm going to still wear fucking Adidas, nigga. I've never bought a pair of Yeezys. I don't like them. I know they're
the fans. I love the Yeezy boots, but I never bought them. No,
I'm not moved by them. Y'all niggas know I be buying shit just to buy shit. Nigga, like, I ain't never been moved to buy your goddamn sneaker. Let alone that big ass rain boot you got. Like, nigga, I'm cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, I'm cool on your fashion. You know what I'm saying? Niggas get it just because it costs a lot of money and it sound cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's all it take. Yeah. A sneaker that's $350, $400, just regular. Like, and it you only make so many. Like, niggas get amped by that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not about to be sitting here talking about I'm not wearing Adidas no more until they stop acting like they're going to remodify your sneaker and put it out for everybody to buy. Nigga, it's a business. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care like that. You know what I'm saying? You so great and innovative. I this is what I'll say to the argument of Kanye. I understand that's his project. It was his vision. You see what I'm saying? It rebranded. It actually provided and boosted sales for that whole company when them niggas wasn't making that profit. You know what I'm saying? So I understand, like, you know, it took you however long it took you to come up with this concept and get your vision off the ground and you feel as though somebody is taking it from you. But nigga, that's a partnership. So I'm saying they gave you the platform to display your ideas. Mm-hmm. It's not the Yeezy sneaker company. This is Adidas brought to Yeezy's brought to you by Adidas. You know what I'm saying? Like, dog.
I hear what you're saying, but look at it. Look at it from this perspective, and this is how I look.
Go ahead. All right.
Okay. With Nike and Jordan, right?
Uh huh.
They have Nikes, then they have Jordan, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So they have Adidas, then they have Yeezys. I think he just wants the same respect that Jordan has from Nike.
But Jordan ain't going nowhere.
I understand.
Jordan Lifetime.
I get that.
Jordan Lifetime.
But Kanye's not there yet. So he has to fight for that.
But did Phil Knight give Mike $1 billion?
No, but you know, Jordan has probably made that in profit.
He probably has, but
I'm just saying,
you got to go with the industry. What is the if you go, you try to get that Jordan contract, then what did Jordan get at that time? I'm pretty sure Jordan got shares in the company, stuff like that.
I mean,
that's something different. No, than
but he may not like, have, not then. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure, like the team Jordan and Jordan shoes. I'm pretty sure he got a pretty nice
percentage. Yeah, I know he got broke off pretty good. You know what I'm saying? No homo. But at the same time, like what he did at that time was game changing. So I feel like Kanye, what he was doing for Adidas, even though if we don't buy him or whatever. There's tons of people that do. You know what I'm saying? It's game changing for a certain generation of people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that's how I saw it. And I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent, but I really try to look at it from that lens of like he sees himself as a different entity than Adidas. Just like Jordan eventually saw himself, even though he may not have wanted to, but when he saw what he was doing and transcendent shoes, like, you know what? Like, Nike is that, but Jordan is this. You know what I'm saying? So
I guess I feel what you're saying. somebody just got to break down the aspect of that, because I saw Swiss and well, I saw Diddy said
if this happens, T.I. said something too.
It was like, if this happens to him, this can happen to all of us. But I'm
everybody,
like, it's happened before. I mean,
it has.
That's kind of what happens. You make something, you give that out, you get paid for it, or you get a percentage. You negotiate that.
I agree.
After that, this is Adidas.
If your original contract does not have a clause in there that says that we cannot take your vision and duplicate it, modify it, repackage it, resell it, redistribute it, you just asked out, bro. You just asked out. You don't think they're gonna resell on Yeezys?
Like, they're gonna bring them bitches back. Like,
absolutely.
You leave and that's gonna be it. Like,
that ain't even, they're gonna resell them.
And guess what? Niggas still gonna buy them bitches.
You ain't lying, But I know what you're talking about. Like, is too, I think
the cancel culture don't even exist.
I think what bothers Ye is the fact that he's such an artist, and you know how he is with any product that he endorses or makes or whatever. And I, once again, right, like, wrong,
sneakers don't masters. Different. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Sneakers ain't masters. This ain't music. This is my job.
But I'm just saying, from his aspect, I mean,
Greg,
it's a different level, man. Like, we're not artists in that sense.
Greg, so bro's selling homeless-inspired clothing out of plastic trash bags.
Whatever, but that's his thing. I'm not buying them.
T-shirts. I'm not moving.
I get that's not our style, but I'm not. It ain't nobody's style.
It's what you call hype beast. These niggas just this is cool, so we gonna jump on it. Nobody is using their own brain. You don't like the homeless person you see on the side of the road wearing the same shit, the Yeezy 2005s. You don't like that shit. You want to buy some shit out of the trash bag that costs $500. That shit don't make sense.
I'm not defending it.
It just is what it is. When I first saw it long time ago, I said, this look homeless. When he first came out with them slides that look like prison shoes, I said the same thing. This look homeless well. Like, this is shit you give for free. I heard everybody say, "Oh, it's shit. It's comfortable." Then that's fine. It's comfortable, but the shit ugly.
Yeah,
the shit don't look good. It is what it is.
Very.
And I'm not hating.
I'm hating. That shit trash.
Hey, I'm not hating. Get your money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not hating any black person getting their money. You finesse the game.
Yeah, I'm not either, man.
I think Kanye has a vision. That's what it seemed like. He has a vision of everybody being together, and nobody knowing who is rich, who is poor. Because that's the only thing I can think of, you having everybody dress homeless. that is the only thing I can think of.
And I can understand. That might be a grand scheme of his.
No, but from that aspect, I see it as being noble. But at the same time, it's like...
Like this.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Hey, Franz, how about we market it this way? Kanye worried about Adidas taking his vision and remarketing his shit and whatever, right? Remixing it. Now, again, back to these big ass boots. You know what I'm saying? That nigga's a big stepper for one. All right. Mm-hmm. But have y'all ever, Franz should know because he went to Afghanistan. All right. You remember your hazmat suit? Yeah. Did you get a hazmat suit before?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them big ass boots they give you to put over your suit. Where you think this nigga idea came from? I look at that nigga boot and it looked like the boot that they give you to tie up over your shoe that you got to put in, bro. I know. My fault.
I know exactly what you're talking about. They do look like those, though. They do.
Like, bro, you took that from, like, everything that you've seen is about inspiration. Nobody just woke up and just boom without seeing something and saying something. You know what I mean? Like, it just don't work like that. It don't work like that. And I'm sorry that you're going through what you go through, bro, but you're not going to be the first. You ain't the first. And you damn sure ain't going to be the last. Just get in line. Do what you got to do. Quit trying to tell people we ain't standing. Nigga, I'm about to buy me some NMDs when I get to the crib. I'm still going to rock Adidas. I'm telling you now. You know what I'm saying? I might be Adidas out when I get on the flight. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm going to wear just yet. But I'm just saying, like, I'm not one of them people like, what was it, Gucci? Was it Gucci or what clothing brand was that when everybody, oh, we ain't wearing that shit? Well, them niggas is right back in that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It lasts behind me.
I was with the Gucci because they was wrong for that dumb shit.
I know. What was it?
H&M? The niggas that talked about it most, they right back in that shit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Sorry, Kanye. You got enough money, nigga. You, the visionary genius. You know, you see yourself as such and you speak it into existence. Bro, just get what you're going to get from them. Like, don't incite violence and shit, because he posting a lot right now. You know what I'm saying? And
I haven't seen his post. So.
But he posting a lot.
On the flip side.
Yeah.
You don't see nothing that there is something to it about leveraging your voice and your platform and your influence. That's all he kind of doing.
It ain't going to change nothing.
Look, this is you. You go to Nike. They falling down. They ain't really buzzing like that. You make them popping again. And then you turn around. It's time to renegotiate.
Hit me with the stimmy.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
But okay, well, we can put it like this, Franz, in the sense of the MVP logo, of the hats y'all wearing.
Yeah.
Mm. Or those new eras, what, Mitchell and Ness, which one? New era, right?
Yeah.
No, this is from this one, this version is from Amazon.
Okay, well, Amazon. So, say, I don't know, Lord willing, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody see y'all hats, our podcast, and our show is billion subscribers. And then Amazon come to y'all like, hey, we like them hats. Where y'all get them from? You know, who came up with that idea? Franz, book, you know, y'all talk to whoever at Amazon. They be like, well, we want to take it, but we ain't going to give y'all half. It's not a partnership since it came from Amazon. What y'all going to say?
Hell no. But the it's a little different with him. I'm pretty sure he got the numbers and all that. But
I get it. But what if we had the numbers, though?
To hear for somebody that don't see the numbers and don't know what's going on, I'm pretty sure you made $1 billion. $1 billion.
You a creative, you an artist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. An artist. At the same time, then you could do it two ways. You could went through Adidas like you did.
Yeah.
You was already popping when you was with Nike. Or you could have partnered with a nigga like what's old ball? What's nigga name?
Your daddy. I know you're talking about daddy.
He could have partnered with the daddy.
LeVar.
He could have partnered with LeVar.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have had all of it.
You right. But maybe that's a play. Maybe that's a play. Maybe all this is just smoke and mirrors because
you took that deal too.
He did. You right.
So if they could do, I'm Adidas, man. I'm just thinking if they did something wrong, it wouldn't be no boycott. It'd be I'm taking your ass to court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Agree. Like yeah. I think that's the difference. No boycott. You didn't do nothing wrong. Your contract say whatever. Yeah. I'm pretty sure because right. Kanye would have took him. He want that money. He gonna get his money.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think they did nothing wrong.
But he won more, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him for one more because feel like you did more. Come on, let's be honest, man. I don't know who the last person that endorsed Adidas. What, Derrick Rose, maybe?
You talking about what, basketball players?
Period. I don't know nobody that endorsed Adidas.
I mean, I know Pusha T has some shoes that I
James Harden.
Still got a contract. I think
who
T Mac got a lifetime contract. Gilbert Arenas, Dame Dollar. Yep.
Well, okay, Dame. I give Dame.
No, I think Joel Embiid too, right? I think
Joel Embiid's. I don't even know what them shoes look like.
I'm not from. I don't know.
You
from a different
place in Africa. Come on,
I seen somebody with some Dame Lillard's on. I ain't seen nobody with no James Harden. I ain't see nobody with nothing.
They look damn near the same. You know, they all look like.
They do.
That's what I'm saying. Who's selling shoes besides him?
I don't know.
So I could understand him wanting more because he like, yo, y'all ain't shit without me. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you got to negotiate that, my boy.
I mean, we talking about a base, but I mean, they do all right. They do well enough.
Same with AI, AI and Reebok. When the last time you seen somebody that got Reeboks besides AI?
That's it.
Yeah, he got a lifetime deal with Reebok. The most sex. You know what I'm saying? And I know I got the little, I had the little Reebok app at one time. Every time I open it, that I see Allen Iverson. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's it. They ain't got nothing else. They keep on putting all kind of colorways of them same AIs.
They got Frost, they got Martin Margiela AIs for $450. They gold and they white.
Look at that.
I'm not gonna buy them. I love Bubba Chuck, but I'm not buying them. You know what I'm saying? But somebody will. Somebody will.
So. Oh, speaking of the hats, Greg. Yep. So was coming through to work, right? I got the same hat on. It's coming through to work at the security checkpoint, you know, handing over my badge. And old boy that took our ID, she's like, oh man, where you get that drip from? And I got me and a partner in the car, you know, one of my employees coming in. I'm talking to me. They can't be talking to me. I just got on my regular Frontier watch. I ain't even got the bust down band on. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's this nigga talking about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got my work lanyard on and I got on. Check it, an Adidas little over jacket, right? Okay. But I got this hat. So I'm like, I can't be talking about me. You know what I'm saying? I look at my worker, I'm like, this nigga regular than a motherfucker. Can't, what are you talking about? I was like, what drip? He was like, that hat. I was like, oh shit, cuz you know, you can't get these niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate. No, this is the second nigga, like just random ass people complimenting, you know what I'm saying? The brim that brings the attention to it, but it's also, you know what I'm saying, like how you modify the logo. Like this one is, y'all seen how we got the different, we got the different color hats and we color scheme off of them. But I was just like, this is the second time that somebody has complimented, you know, the out, you know what I'm saying, the hat. And I was like, shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate it, guy. Appreciate it for sure. So, hey man, you're coming soon to a store near you, I guess.
See what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we will need to get with Amazon, but until they find out, I'm just ordering in bulk. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you. I don't blame you.
Yeah, man, but I was just thinking about that. I was like, you know, people are looking, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I appreciate them looking at the hat. Not that ass, thinking that we females and shit.
Booking vacation mode, man.
I don't fucking show up, nigga.
y'all gonna have to excuse my boy. You know what I'm saying?
Dang,
yo, man. Nothing,
boy.
Let it be known.
He got certain things on his mind. You know what I'm saying?
Let it be known. I'm excited to see her, boy. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't even got to be on that type time. I'm just.
That's good, man.
Definitely excited to see it. I asked her too. I was like, yo, because you know, shout out to Cody. You see, I had to cut it. I didn't have to cut it, but you know, my beard is still almost beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't gonna think you gorgeous no more.
I know, man. He ain't been on since then. So this is the first time, you know what I'm saying? Since then, I trimmed it down, right? So I asked her because I didn't have a haircut yet, and I was like, "Nah, I gotta be groomed for you." You know what I'm saying? Regardless of anything, like I can't be coming back looking like I just came off, you know, from doing a 20-year bid. You know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't get to the barbershop. I know, guys and girls, it's only a shaved head, it's a baldy, but I need them to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, because the clippers that I got, sometimes when my hair get too thick in a certain spot, it like, you know what I'm saying? That shit hurt. If ever y'all get to the bald phase, y'all gonna understand. I pray y'all don't. But niggas like Travis and Adrian, they know what I'm talking about. If, nigga, them clippers, bro, that shit hurt, dog. It's like it's tangled. Like, I don't like it. All right. So anyway, I need them to do it for me. And then I was like, especially my beard. So I was like, hey, my beard, my boy told me it's almost beautiful, but I rather yours.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't say that. I just thought I was like, hey, my beard.
Oh, man.
I was like, yo, you know, it looks how it looks right now, or should I knock it down? And she was like, do whatever makes you feel like a bad bitch. I'm like, I don't like the fact that you acting like I got bad bitch tendencies. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I didn't like that energy. But I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So I took it upon myself. I'm like, you know what? Because I could always grow it back. It's going to grow back. So I'm like, well, while I'm here, you know what I'm saying? If I'm in an intimate setting, shit like that, like, I don't want my beard, you know what I'm saying? Because it's in grow mode, you know what I'm saying? So it's not where it needs to be to where the shit just, like, sit where it need to be. You know what I'm saying? The shit got a mind of its own to be everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't want that for her. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want that for her. So I was like, I'm going to just knock it down. And, yeah, we're going to go from there. I'm definitely on my bad bitch energy, though. You know what I'm talking about? I told you, got the mannequin, the pedicure. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I got to forgive me. Greg told you I'm in vacation mode, nigga. I'm in vacation mode.
Man.
Yo.
Hey.
Y'all lucky we doing this from over here. Ain't no telling the type of nigga I would have been had I touched down Friday and then did this podcast. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you right now. I was
thinking about it, man, but I got training on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So I got to leave on Saturday right after I get off of work.
It's the gotcha.
So that's why I was I can't wait. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not even going to go with this podcast. I had some more topics, but it's like, we about 55 minutes in. It's like, shoot, we ain't talking about too much, but we talked about a whole lot.
We did.
Always. Talked about enough.
You know what I'm saying? Do y'all have anything that's like pertinent that needs to be said or need to talk about?
Man, like, I have a new crush. A celebrity crush.
Hold up. Let me put you up here big so your old lady know who's saying it.
He probably already know, but it is Lotto. I like her, man. I do. Just the fact she from the South, how she rap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. And it's not really so much.
Is this big dick energy, girl?
See, I didn't say that. See,
I'm serious. Is that her though?
Yeah.
Is that the person?
I think she came out with another song or something like that. But anyway,
I wasn't being funny. That's just who name resonates with.
But I do.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, yeah, man. I just like her style, man. I just like how she. How she rap and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I
haven't seen her.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. So shout out to Lotto, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I have.
I'm looking up how old she is.
Man, see you trying to mess it up for me, man.
I was looking, she was on the Rap Game. I don't know if y'all remember that show with which one called?
With
Jermaine Dupri.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she was on there when she was young. I'm trying to see how old she is.
I like this picture.
Yeah. I like it.
I like that picture. Okay, man. She's all right now. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, we're doing it like that. Huh? Okay. All right, my nigga. shout out to all the beautiful women, man. Yeah, she nice.
Yeah, man. Shout out to her, man.
She definitely nice. I'm not late to the party on her. But I know she's been around, but I posted her, man. Like I like her dog, like the fucking accent, man. I'm a nigga with these accents, man. That's Stefflon Don. Oh my gosh, she.
Which one is that? Which one is Stefflon Don?
The Jamaican. I posted it. She just fine as fuck.
Oh yeah.
To me.
Yeah. There's another one too. I think her name is Shanisa or something like that.
The MVP. We love the women. You know what I'm saying?
We do for sure.
And we highlighting some prominent up and coming black artists and them like that. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the ladies doing their thing, man. I love to see growth and prosperity through all of y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Especially in the music industry. I know it's not the easiest thing because they coin y'all always trying to sound like one in particular person. Which is unfair because a dude could come out and sound like another dude and don't get ridiculed. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the lane and the creativity that you girls do. You women do display. Little girls, too, because, you know, it don't matter your age. Females display and, you know, just handling your business. So shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to y'all. I really mean that.
Okay. Great.
Sweet
bounce. Got a new crush. I see you.
dog, I'm telling you, man, I'm about to, dog, I got to get my 25%. This all tied together. I got to get my 25% of Jamaican heritage. Like, I got to get my dancing on, man. Like, I got to move, man. I be watching these little dance hall reggaeton videos sometimes, man, and the niggas that be in there. Now, some of the shit is elite level dancing. Don't do I can't do it. But look, the one two step shit, like, I need to get that, bro.
I got two words for you. Bad knees.
No,
I think I can do it, Greg.
They be jumping off ladders onto your dick and all that.
I ain't doing none of that. I'm not doing. But I think I can pond the river and do the running man in position. That's pretty much doing the running man in position. That's not pond the river. That might be called the. I don't know. Running in position. I can do that.
He's a running in position.
Yo, man, but they look like they just have so much fun, dog. Like, I've never seen, it's not like an angry dance or anything. Like, it's always great vibes when, like, man, when the Jamaican music come on, bro. Like,
you ain't lying,
it's a vibe, dog. It's a vibe.
Violent, man. You said vibe. That look violent. Everything I see, them niggas, I don't want no part of that.
All right.
And then they be snatching off bras, wigs, and shit, too. But it be killing
them. Oh, yeah. They did that in the Sweet Bounce video.
If the dudes finally get them, like, they be throwing the bras at them, and then the dudes be falling down. If the dude catch her, oh, he's snatching the wig off her ass. They're like, ah, God, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I can't. Nah, that looks violent, man. I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, man. It's all good. That's all good.
That's funny, man.
All right, well, people, remember to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Let me get out of my bag. You know, fuck, y'all ain't worried. Follow us on IG at the MVP _ podcast. Same thing that we need y'all to do. Show the love, show the like, show the care, show the concern. Leave the comments, the feedback, all that good shit. All right, do the same thing at MV. I'm sorry, goddamn. Tripping Man's View Podcast at yahoo.com. I'm so used to saying the MVP this, the MVP that, MVP this, that, and third. But anyway, and right back to it. Follow us on Twitch and get Facebook Gaming at MV Podcast Gaming. All right, your boy, niggas. Listen, I told y'all I'm gonna be there. I'm about to smoke some shit. I'm about to smoke some shit. You know what I'm saying? My connection out here don't be the strongest, but when I get, I'm about to smoke some shit. Shout out to the boy AD Trash Ass. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to everybody who got the 2K. I downloaded mine. I did pre-order it. Shout out to y'all. If I see y'all there, I'm about to bust some heads open on that too. I'm making one motherfucking play. I say that every year. I'm making one player. My money tight.
You and me both. I don't have
all right, bro. If I'm trash, I'm trash.
No, seriously.
Play to my strengths.
I'm gonna make one. Because I want to perfect that one. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We gonna see, people. We gonna see who make a new nigga first.
It won't be me.
I know it's not gonna be y'all.
Dude, man, thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's been another episode, man. Until next week, the highlights.
Peace out, people.
Pray for me. Pray for Book. Do everything I can.